This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Here's my plan before we get to the calls. I think I need to bring a Don't Sleep energy drink with me to the Scotty's Vodka tailgate before the Terps game.
Why?
And then I'll pour a Don't Sleep Energy into my Scotty's Vodka right there on the spot. And I'll have a delicious libation, and I'll be serving two sponsors at once. Oh, man. I might be a borderline genius.
Are you
going
to take a nappy nap, too, today?
Yeah, because I'm going to be up till like midnight.
Yeah.
And I need a nap to get me through. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of duplicitous because other days I'm not up until midnight, and I still need a nap. Most days to get
it's
me
just
through.
In your routine.
Yeah, it's what I do.
Do you have anybody besides your wife living in the house now?
My daughter lives at home because she is attending grad school currently. Yes, so we have one at home currently. Sometimes Brendan comes home on the weekends from College Park, but we have one full-timer at home.
Are her grad courses in College Park or
no,
in Baltimore?
Marymount, Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, Marymount.
Yeah.
Marymount, yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. I know exactly where that is.
A lot of commuting on the G-Dub Park, Parkway. Yeah.
All right, we got a bunch of people that still want to weigh in on Commanders Ravens. Who do they like? Mm-hmm. It is interesting. The poll on X remains about 55% towards the Ravens.
I like these guys. Get the dub, get the upset.
Still at 55%. But on Instagram, for some reason, you can vote at Sports Junkies Radio.
That,
I put up the same poll.
Oh, you did?
And look at that, Jason. 62% Commanders.
What was your score prediction again?
My short-term memory is very shoddy, but I think it was 34-31. Full-blown shootout.
I thought that's what I picked, but I picked for the Ravens.
Shootout at the bank, Valdez. Now, usually you don't want shootouts at a bank, but I think that might be what's happening at M&T Bank this weekend.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to Dave in Bethesda. Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm kind of conflicted on this game, and let me tell you why. I'm a longtime old Baltimore fan, but both times that the Ravens have won the Super Bowl, they've lost to the Redskins in the regular season. Mm. I say the Redskins because they'll always be the Redskins to me.
Okay,
fine. But they lost to them in both of those years. Now, they lost to them in Washington both of those years.
Right. Washington. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But as far as the game goes, I think the only prediction I would make is that I think you're going to see the Baltimore defense show up. And I think those guys feel a little disrespected. That doesn't mean you can't win the game. The Commanders can win the game. So I would just think it's probably going to be a very good game.
Hey, Dave, and let me ask you this.
Low scoring.
You live in Bethesda, correct, according to the call screener?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You actually walk around in Bethesda and talk to people, and you say Washington instead of Washington?
That's how he says it.
I apologize for that, boys. I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I'm older, and I don't pronounce my words as well as I should.
Where'd you grow up? Cakes is just... You're attacking the guy.
Where'd you grow up, though?
I am kind of in attack mode.
You could just make fun of how he says it. You don't have to ask him why he says it.
Where did you grow up?
It's like asking me why I say on. I don't know. I can't help it.
All right. It's because of where you grew up.
I grew up in Frederick, believe it or not.
Okay. All right.
And I was I actually had a scholarship from the Colt Foundation many years ago, and I played Division III football. But
okay.
I was an old Colt fan, and when they left town, you know, it was you guys can understand.
So are you a retired guy?
Pardon?
Are you retired?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm retired. But I think it's going to be a good game. But I don't think the game means anything in the long run to either one of these teams.
He'd definitely see Billy Kilmer in person. Lock.
Right.
Kicks just wants to join.
I'll give you a name from Washington. Bones Taylor. Does anybody remember Bones Taylor?
No.
Well, he played with Sammy Ball. I remember that.
I would have
that,
to be a bag of bones to remember this person.
Yeah. He's a Sammy Ball guy. Kicks.
Yeah. What did you? Hey, Dave, what did you do for a living?
Hey, what business were you in?
Well, I'm a lawyer. I'm retired. I worked for a
Pony Express.
So.
He locked up Billy the Kid back in the day.
Valdez is doing zings. I couldn't hear. What did he say? He worked for who?
Pony Express.
No. I know what Valdez said. Okay. What did Dave say? Dave, who did you work for as a lawyer?
Well, I worked for a corporate. I was a corporate lawyer.
Oh, okay. And then what do you do now?
I represented him in Washington.
He's retired.
I'm asking, do you play golf? Like, what do you wake up and do?
I've played a lot of golf
in my years, but I've gotten to the point where if I took a really hard swing, I'm not sure I'd stay on my feet.
That's not good. All right. Thank you. Hey, Dave. Thank you, man. We appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening.
Cakes is an ageist.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
he's been an ageist for a long time.
Maybe you can invite him over to your swing shed and you can get him back on track. He definitely has persimmon woods, that guy.
Okay. Doing all the old shit.
Yeah. Congrats on Plessy versus Ferguson.
I don't even understand.
Come on.
I don't get it.
All right, let's go to, he's a nice guy. Let's go to Gary in Fairfax.
This says Washington.
Gary, what's on with your phone, man? Pick up the phone.
Hold on, I put him back on hold.
It was on speaker.
Yeah, we just can't speak to that guy.
All right, let's go to Mike in Frederick. Mike, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks. How you doing?
What's up, good.
Mike?
Great. What's up?
Good. Hey, listen, before I give you my prediction there, EB, I'm trying to help you out here, buddy.
Yeah.
Valdez's been trying to pump you up all week.
Thank you.
It just hadn't worked. It hadn't worked because he don't know how to talk to you. He ain't speaking your language. I'm going to help you out here.
You speak my language? Yeah. This might not be good. Yeah. Where are you from?
Frederick.
Here, Frederick.
All right.
Listen,
all these people live in Frederick. I just want you to know that.
That's okay.
Is that true? Look, am I lying?
Yes, you are.
That's more Valdez's language.
That's your language.
Now you understand how confident you should be.
Go ahead.
Commanders are going to win this thing 31-26, and that doesn't sound like a choke, but Ravens are going to score a touchdown with under a minute to go to make it look closer than what it actually appeared to be.
Garbage time.
Really? All right.
Really?
You're taking his.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Nostradamus.
I don't think you've moved, DB.
That's a good one.
I just don't think he understands. I don't think you guys understand how ugly people in Frederick are.
They made Joan on the fact you got a big ass hole in your shirt.
Where's the hole?
Right there. Your shirt's coming
right here?
Apart.
Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the one
insane.
You're sticking your finger currently in? Yes, that good. One.
It's in the seam, though, right?
It's right there, yeah, in right where seam? Your shoulder is, yes. Right.
That's my big ass deltoid.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's too many milkshakes.
Well, that would be more the belly.
Yeah.
That's if I busted through the belly of it. Possible.
Aren't you burning up in here wearing that vest? I mean, I'm dying wearing this hoodie. I'm about to self-immolate over here.
I had to take the trash out this morning. It was like 45 degrees.
Yeah, it felt so good.
That was 5 hours ago.
I actually like vests. My chest is nice and warm.
Very good.
I like being warm. You like being cold.
No, he likes being comfortable.
I like being, comfortable.
It's not comfortable when you pump it like 63 degrees like he does when he goes into a hotel room.
65.
Hey, speaking of weather, is there going to be any wind gusts during the game on Sunday?
I don't think so.
Let's take a look.
I think it's going to be 81 degrees and perfecto.
Baltimore weather.
It's so strange.
I mean, it could be a little breezy.
Sunday, high of 79 degrees, and I'll tell you the wind forecast. Buddies loves wind.
Well, it's a major factor in passing.
Looks like 11 miles per hour is what it tops out at.
Nothing.
Should be good. Good to go.
All right, let's go to Ray.
Got to be able to figure out your throws of the wind. Did you see what Caleb was doing last week?
I don't pay attention to him.
Yeah. Well, it just was a clip that went viral. You're always talking about things that go viral. He had like Gatorade bottle, and he was spraying it to see the wind because it was, I mean, does play in the Windy City.
How does he spray the Gatorade bottle? What does he do?
Gatorade. Just spraying it up, and you would see the water just...
spray? Oh, because he had a squirt bottle.
Yeah, bottle.
Okay. I was just trying to understand.
You know, similar to like on the golf course when you pick up the grass and throw it up.
Why didn't he pick up
Nobody does that anymore.
Nobody does that.
Who doesn't do it?
Pluck grass and throw
maybe that's
it up
why
in
you
the
suck.
Yes, dumb dumb. It happens all the time.
I'm not a great golfer, but I think that's a basic.
Bagger Vance would have been doing back in the day.
Well, how are you supposed to do it?
How else do we determine the wind?
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. Clueless.
Stick to five putting.
Yeah, right. Well, I will. I'll do it next.
Cakes, what do you do? You just do like probably. I can see Cakes doing this.
No, I don't.
He doesn't care about the wind.
I don't care. I just take my club. I hit a worm burner and I go back in the cart and I sit down and drink.
He just gets 130 yards out. Give me my five iron.
Sure, to throw blades of grass in the air.
All right, let's go to Ray.
Like a caveman.
Ray,
how
are
you supposed to do it?
I don't know. There has to be a better way.
Really?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, man? Hey, look. I'm predicting 45-17 Washington, and I'm going to tell you the reason why.
Why, man? That's just Baltimore's
defense is nothing no more without McDonald. They don't know how to scheme after the second half. Baltimore loses leads in the second half. Their offense, they okay. They got a good running game, but their passing offense is atrocious. They got wide receivers that's not consistent. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry is all they have. So if you stop them, what you got?
Two pretty good pieces.
29th ranked running defense, man. 29th ranked.
Yes.
Running defense.
All right, hold on.
McDonald.
Ray.
Hello?
Ray.
You're trying to bet him.
I'll give you 10-1 odds. You put up $10, I'll put up $100.
All right.
If the Commanders win by 28 points.
I bet you.
All right, you got to front the money, though. My Venmo's at Lurch Bish.
I can front and back the money as long as you got yours. I got mine.
All right, so hold on. All right, you know, keep him.
Hold on, listen. I said the same thing last week on my couch. I had a brother-in-law came on my house. Uh-huh. Man, Cleveland going to beat you. I said, we're going to win by 24. Uh-huh. I was 3 points off. We won by 21.
Okay, but here's my bet.
45-17, dog.
If Washington wins, if Washington wins by 28 or more, I will give you $100. If they win by 27 or less or lose, you owe me 10.
I got you. I ain't got no problem with that.
All right, give me my Venmo.
He's ready.
I'm going to call you Monday morning, man. I'm going to want that $100.
You ain't going to call because it ain't going to happen. And I guarantee I'll get my 10 bucks.
How do you think they're going to stop them and hold them to 17?
Man, 45-17, man. That's the score I'm predicting.
I know, but how do you think they're going to do it? How do they stop them? How do they slow them down?
Oh, we go once you stop their run, man. What do they have?
Lamar can hook up with Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely, Rashad Bateman's actually having.
How many
good
touchdown
year.
Passes did Lamar throw last week in the win against the Bengals?
The Bengals defense sucked.
How many touchdown passes did he throw?
That was last week. We talk about Sunday.
All right, the only way the bet is official is if you front the money.
He clearly hasn't seen the stats of why.
I believe it was four.
I got to know. Ray, what do you do for a living?
I'm a retired self-businessman.
Self-businessman.
What does that mean?
Self-businessman.
What was your business back in the day?
What was your business?
I retired from the federal government.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just because you're your own businessman. But I have my own business now.
What's your business now?
Can we guess your business? Hold, don't say anything.
All right.
Go around the room and guess his business.
All right. Let me see. Don't say anything, Ray?
I think Valdez potted him down.
All right.
He's retired from the government. What is his hustle now?
I think he's got a carry out.
He owns a carryout?
Yes.
Food truck. No, he doesn't do a food truck.
What's his hustle? I'm going to say he's a barber. He's a barber on the side. I don't know.
That's a good one.
All right,
I'm going to say he's one of those guys that sells Nats hats outside.
He sells knockoff like souvenirs.
Yeah, right down here,
like out in front of Nats Bar.
He's right down here.
Yeah.
All right, if he's in the Navy Yard, I'll give you a free $5.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see. If he says that I sell knockoff souvenirs half street, I'm going to jump out this window. All right,
are you in, Lurch?
I know he just. His business is he makes stupid bets and doesn't pay them off.
Okay, better.
All right. JP, you're in?
Yeah, yes.
You're in. All right, Ray.
You're going to get video Monday morning and say I got to give Ray that 100.
Oh, he just won't stop.
All right, Ray, what do you do now?
I own my own personal driver's business.
Personal driver? Oh, you're an Uber driver.
No, I'm not an Uber. I'm a personal driver.
So do you have an SUV? You got a big SUV?
Yeah, I have several SUVs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's got like a fleet of SUVs.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
He's a chauffeur.
I'm actually jealous.
He's got such a big carbon footprint. All the SUVs. Just destroying those.
Nah, no carbon footprint.
Yeah.
All right, Ray.
You know what? At Lurch Bish.
You're fine.
I know he doesn't have Venmo.
You're
Venmo?
Right.
You got Venmo, Ray?
I put him on hold.
To give him my Venmo.
I hope he's right, because then we would have a fantastic Monday. EB's going to come in Porky Pig.
Victory Monday.
I got to give him 100 bucks if he fronts the money.
Even better.
If they win Monday, I will Porky Pig, butt naked.
Five in a row.
No, undies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
But I also want people to send us pictures of them Porky Pigging, not at work, at home.
Just at home, while you're getting ready for
work.
And
I'm not asking for explicit pics.
Yeah.
I'm just proof that you're at your home office Porky Pigging.
Pantsless.
EB, you might like, look, ESPN split. Two people pick Ravens, two people pick the Commanders, including a former GM in the league, and Mike Tannenbaum, and I'm not sure what Graziano was. I feel like he was at the NFL before he became a reporter.
I don't know. No idea. No idea. All right. Anyway. All right, we'll see.
800-636-1067 is the number right now. I'm going to hook up caller number 10 with two tickets to go see Whitney Cummings, Big Baby Friday, October 11th. Oh, that's tonight. So call in if you can go. It's at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale. For tickets and more event information, you can visit 1067thefan.com/events. So if you want to go to Whitney Cummings tonight at Warner Theater, call us now at 800-636-1067. Caller 10 wins the prize.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.